Today is Monday, October 21st, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is Back to the Future Day. It's National Reptile Awareness Day, National Witch Hazel Day, National Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day, National Apple Day, and National Pumpkin Cheesecake Day. So back to the National Reptile Day. It sounds like I'm saying National Erectile Day. Not National Erectile Day, National Reptile Day, like lizards. I may have already said this before on a podcast of some sort, but when I was younger, I had a terrarium, I think is what you call it, that my dad built for me because I caught lizards somewhere. And they're called anoles, A-N-O-L-E, but the plural of that has an S on the end, so anoles. And they are a type, I don't think they are even considered a type of chameleon, but they change color like chameleons. So they're, a lot of times they're brown or green, but they change colors. So you can Google it, and they do change colors. And so I was able to catch those where I live, where I used to live in South Arkansas, and I caught some, and I needed something to keep them in, and so my dad built me a terrarium that I could put my lizards in, and they were so picky about what they would eat. I don't know how long I actually kept them alive. At one point, I got tired of feeding them, and so I let them go, but then I found a couple of them dead because I had been feeding them, and they didn't know how to survive in the wild anymore. Or so I'm guessing that. I think one of them got run over by the lawnmower, to be honest, but I don't remember. I just know I let them go, and I found at least one of them dead. I had multiple, but the whole point of it is, on this terrarium, I attempted to write lizards, snakes, and other things. Although I had no snakes. I just had lizards. That was it. But and there were no other things either. There was just lizards. I mean, terrarium, he built this thing with a mesh cover. It had a door that I could shut and latch and stuff. And it had, so you could see into it because it was mesh, but he also put a couple of tree limbs in there for them to climb on, and we put, I don't know, grass and gravel, and we put water in there for them, and I would feed them. But anyway, I attempted to say lizards, snakes, and other things, and I spelled it wrong, and I spelled it lizards, snacks, and other things because I didn't know how to spell. I was young. But I had to go out and catch because they were very finicky. I know I've said this before, but you know what? 1,510 episodes right now. I'm sure I've repeated everything about my life once or twice. But I had to feed them, and they wouldn't eat crickets from the bait shop. Because we could just go buy a bunch of crickets, and even a guy that was in our church owned a bait shop, so he probably would have just given me crickets. But they wouldn't eat the crickets. The farm-grown, wherever the crickets come from, they wouldn't eat them. They only wanted grasshoppers or katydids, and he didn't sell those. They don't sell those at bait shops. We had a field across the street that had high weeds in it, and I had to go every day or every couple of days and catch grasshoppers and katydids. They only wanted the fresh stuff. I don't know. I mean, it's not like the crickets were dead. The crickets were alive. Anyway, however you want to celebrate National Reptile Day, please do. Or National Erectile Day, but it's not National Erectile Day. So So yes, I'm recording this late. I did not record yesterday. I'm falling down on the job. I'm sure someone has said something somewhere on X or Twitter or Facebook or wherever. Someone has said, oh, Adam, where's your episode? But yesterday, Sunday, when I normally record, first of all, I haven't felt like doing shit since I got back from the vacation. First of all, I've been depressed. Because I had to go back to work today. And we all know, look, I don't want to belabor this, but we all know that I really do not like my job. And so I've been kind of depressed about having to go back to work, because every time I have to go, I'm like a kid having to go back to school. I'm like, oh no, I have to go back to work. And I also had a dinner with my parents last night. So I accomplished a lot yesterday because I had to grocery shop. I had church. So I did get up. And oh, the other thing is I've had jet lag so bad. I didn't used to get jet lag very bad. Or I feel like I didn't used to get jet lag very bad. And I have been waking up at 3 a.m. every morning. Also, I'm a baby and I don't like to go to sleep. And when Mark is not here, Mark is like the adult in this house. When Mark is not here, I will stay. Even if I'm falling asleep on the couch, I will try to watch Netflix until 2 or 3 a.m. And now I'll fall asleep. So I got back Wednesday night and I had Thursday and Friday off. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I was staying up super late. Then I was waking up at like 3, and I was getting like an hour of sleep or 2 hours of sleep. And then I was waking up at 3 or 3:30. Sydney, the dog. I don't know if I said this on the show or not. I can't remember. But Sydney has been having stomach issues since I got her back, which is not unusual because my mom always feeds her stuff that she... Sydney is, first of all, she's a Shih Tzu, and I think they just have weird stomachs. Like, they're just one of those breeds that they get used to some whatever food you're giving them, and if you try to give them some... I'm making that up, but I'm just assuming that, you know, she's purebred, so a small purebred dog, I feel like they're finicky. And my mom always, no matter what I say to my mom, she gets diarrhea, she gets whatever. They always feed her, or mom, not they, mom always, she's like, oh honey, she just wanted a little bite of like whatever. So every time I get her back from my parents, she has some kind of intestinal distress. So Thursday night, I think it was Thursday night, because I didn't pick her up until Thursday, but Thursday night, 3 a.m, I hear a thump, and Sydney has tried to jump off the bed unsuccessfully because our bed is high, and she, now that she's in her old age, she's not good at jumping anymore. So she basically toppled off of the bed, and it woke me up, and I like, oh my God, Sydney, what are you doing? And so I go to get her. She's like laying on the floor because she's dazed and confused because she has basically fallen off the bed. I'm like, what are you, and she never does that. I'm like, well, what does she need? I thought, well, maybe she needs to go to the, I tried to go get her to get a drink because sometimes she gets thirsty in the night. So I'm like, do you need a drink? Nope, she didn't want to drink anything. So I take her out. I think, well, maybe she needs to go out because, you know, she has diarrhea so bad. I mean, as soon as she gets to the grass, and that's the thing, she doesn't want to do it in the house. She never has an accident in the house ever. And I've been dealing with that. Oh, so it was just, but anyway. So, I've been Mark said banana helps their poo get more solid. So I don't know. I've been giving her some banana, but I'm waking up at 3 a.m. So I've just not been, it is not good when I'm alone is what I'm saying. It's not good when I'm alone. I haven't felt like doing anything. I've been depressed about going back to work. And then, but I did accomplish a lot yesterday because I went to church, I grocery shopped, immediately after church, which is the most busy time, but I wanted to get it out of the way. I did laundry, and then I had dinner with my parents. And so by the time I was done and I got home, and I had work today and I was depressed, and I was like, ugh, I don't want to. I actually forgot to record, to be honest, but I don't know that I would have felt like it anyway. We do have one contact really quick that I'm sure there's some of the vacation that I need to wrap up before we completely finish, but Blaze from Wisconsin says, did you try Turkish coffee? You know, no, I didn't. We did a tour and we did the Turkish bath, and we didn't have an opportunity to do a lot of different food and stuff because it was literally an 8-hour stop in Turkey and that was it. And there was no Turkish coffee on our tour, so I don't believe we did. We did have coffee somewhere, but I can't remember. But it wasn't Turkey. I don't believe so. We did not. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.